For decades, comic books were a staple, almost a rite of passage for millions of children, especially boys. Today, very little of that tradition remains. Comic book sales are less than half of what they were 7 years ago. In an attempt to reverse the trend, Marvel Enterprises is revamping Spider-Man and the X-Men. It's the biggest publishing move in Marvel's history, and the company is promoting it with a new X-Men television show and a Spider-Man movie. Marvel hopes the new 21st century version of the superheroes will lure young readers. From member station WFCR, Susan Kaplan reports.
Anyone who's watched a group of kids reading comic books knows how absorbing the words and pictures medium can be. And the quiet that descends stands in stark contrast to the frenzied sounds of video and computer games. But it's been hard for the comic book industry to compete for kids' attention. And by their own admission, they haven't done a very good job.
We freely acknowledge the fact that we screwed up.
Joe Quesada, Marvel's new editor-in-chief.
Somewhere down the road, as an entire industry, we lost an entire generation of kids. And I think part of that reason is part of the reason we're doing, you know, Ultimate Spider-Man, is the fact that we became very incestuous as an industry. And we started writing and drawing books for ourselves and for fans who've been around for 30 years.
Marvel's new line of comics, called Ultimate Spider-Man and X-Men, are designed to appeal to today's computer-savvy kids. Peter Parker, a.k.a. Spider-Man, is no longer a photographer for the Daily Bugle. He's a webmaster for the e-Bugle. Perhaps the biggest change is that Parker and his counterparts in the X-Men, like Cyclops, Nightcrawler, and Storm, are young again. In fact, they're back in high school. Despite these changes, the new storyline stays with the time-honored recipe of part action and part drama. That's also true in the new X-Men TV show, which Marvel hopes will get kids to buy the comic books. The X-Men TV show debuts this month.
Security code override. Priority X. Voice print, Charles Xavier.
Confirmed. Shutdown in 5 seconds.
Ah, now I get it. It's a training area. Watch. I just pull the plug and... Ah!
Marvel's president of publishing, Bill Gemmis, says writers are targeting intelligent 12-year-olds.
We realize that they're a little bit smarter than us, that given their focus and the time and the concentration they have, you can challenge a 12-year-old reader in a way that you just can't challenge a 40-year-old.
But really, the challenge is for Marvel. The company's been teetering on the edge of financial disaster since they filed for bankruptcy in 1996. And Gemmis says luring young kids back into reading comic books is a big part of the company's strategy.
The first way most comic book readers got their first comic was free from their older brother. So, unfortunately, we don't have older brothers reading now.
Part of the problem is it's hard for kids to get their hands on comic books. Most corner newsstands don't sell them, and they're expensive. Kids, usually transported by their parents, must go to comic book stores where they're faced with an array of material, most of which isn't appropriate for young kids. Finding the bins of superhero books among the often bizarre and X-rated material can be challenging. Again, Marvel's editor-in-chief, Joe Quesada.
We do have tremendous problems with distribution. I think people want our product if they can get it.
To try to overcome these problems, Marvel plans on giving away millions of Ultimate comic books for free. Publisher Bill Gemmis says business is better. In September, Marvel had 7 of the top 10 titles in the industry. But he admits the company is still losing readers every year, especially kids. And it's exactly those kids they hope to attract when they put Ultimate Spider-Man and X-Men on newsstands in January. For NPR News, I'm Susan Kaplan.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man.